wakey.
Welcome back to I'll Make a Statue, the podcast where we have holiday specials. Tom is here with me. I am Phil, and Jeanette is here.
Hello.
Is that good, Tom? Is that a fun one? You like that?
I was wondering.
I forgot to say my name.
Yeah. I'm sitting here going, is he going to forget his name again?
I didn't forget my name. I forgot to say it in the first place. That's all. It's totally different.
Yeah. Isn't that like the main point of an introduction?
You know what? Listen, this is one of those things where like I get used to doing a thing and I'm like, mm-hmm. This is the way it's done. I say, I'm Phil. This is Tom. Blah, blah, blah. Right. That's basically the construction of how we do our intro. Mm-hmm. But I've been listening to other podcasts and not every podcast does that. A lot of podcasts are just like, welcome back. And then they just get right into it.
Interesting.
And yeah. I'm like, oh, you could do that? You could just not say your names?
Well,
I mean, expect people to know who you are?
I would think that if you're coming in, what episode is this for us? Like 128 or some shit?
Yeah.
That if
something like that.
If you're on this mm-hmm. episode, you probably know who we are at this point.
Well, any episode can be somebody's first episode, Tom. That's why I do it.
Could be someone's first episode. Uh-huh. But mm-hmm. by then, like, I don't think you can blame the host of a podcast to, like, expect you to know their names on an episode 100-something, you know?
I guess that's true.
Roll into it. Imagine getting comments on episode 128. Why didn't you introduce your names? I don't know who you are. Okay,
to be fair,
I don't know if we would ever get any comments like that.
Yeah,
I mean, people have to go through a decent amount of effort in order to be able to interact with us. Because it's not like we're active on Twitter. It's like you got to join the Discord. You got to introduce yourself in the thing.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just see here.
You send screenshots of the like podcast reviews that we get sometimes.
I do.
It's been a while actually since we looked at that.
I looked at it the other day. The last one was like in August, and then before that, it was the review from Mixtape.
Aww, mm-hmm. So nice. The podcast that specifically that I was listening to that made me go, oh my God, you don't have to say your names, was Knowledge Fight. But to be fair to them, this was on episode 879.
Right.
So maybe after 800 episodes, maybe you don't have to say your name every time. Maybe you don't have to.
800?
879. Yeah.
My lordy, Jesus.
And when I started listening, it was around episode 500, to give you an idea. So it's been
a long time ago that you started listening. It was a while ago,
because I was listening to it like when we started doing this. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm not going to change. Look, I'm a creature of habit, okay? Like, I'm not... I've established the rules in my brain. Like, there was a thing that I used to say all the time, and it took me a while to stop doing it because I suddenly like heard myself say it, and I was like, is this a thing that humans say? Which is like when I'd pull up to like a drive through and they're like, how are you doing today? And I'd say, just fine. And then, I think you know this, Tom. I would go, just fine. And then I was like, wait a minute, is just fine a phrase? Is that something that people say? I said it for so long. And then I was like, but I have heard somebody else say it that wasn't me.
Good.
So I know that there is at least one other human who does say just fine.
I could see like just fine, thanks, and you. Like that
right.
would be the whole thing. But just fine, period, full stop.
No, it wouldn't be period, full stop. I would say other things, you know, or either starting my order or how are you or whatever, right? Like there was more to it, but just fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I plugged in, I did some quick maths on a calculator because I don't know how
quick
to
maths.
Divide. If we, not counting the episodes that we already have, of course, for us to get to episode 879 with weekly releases, it would take us 17 years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, there you go. The Knowledge Fight guys have been doing it since 2016.
But they sometimes
release three episodes a week. So.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah. But they usually do two. Mm-hmm. And then if they do a third one, they call it a Sneaky Snake episode, which
that's
I love.
Hilarious.
I love that.
I like a good.
Anyway, I'm happy to plug that podcast. Love that podcast. So good. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to it if your brain has a brain. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, okay, because it's a podcast that like sits around and makes fun of Alex Jones and covers his content. But like, you do also still have to like listen to Alex Jones because of that during the course of the podcast, even though they're interjecting. So I'm saying like, do not harm yourself this way. I'll do it for you.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Should we do a... should we start a podcast where we just recap what happened on Knowledge Fight so that you don't have to listen to Alex Jones?
No.
No.
the Knowledge Fight recap, not featuring Alex Jones. Is that a long enough podcast name?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have enough podcasts, okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we? Oh, speaking of, I'll say this for the podcast, and that way makes it more real.
Okay.
I fully 100% have put out the invite for N-word NDD20 to come on and be a guest on our podcast. He's got the deets. And he's working on getting us his answers to some questions we had for him, including when we can record. So yeah, it's gonna be great. I'm excited about having him on. I got to plan a really good intro for him though. So
yeah,
you've already seen I've started recording down some hard hitting questions. You can add to that list also, Tom. You've been watching a lot more recently, so I think that you're gonna have some questions, maybe about a dog named Scratch. I don't know.
Oh man, dude, I was laughing so fucking hard when that happened.
I showed it to Jeanette today. Like, I literally looked up the clip today. I was like, you have to watch this. It's so funny.
I showed it to Anna. Man, what a great clip. I'm glad that
he was just like so confused as to what happened, and I was too at first until Phil was like, wait, the dog died, and I was like, what? And then you showed me it to me again, and we watched it
two times so that I could be like, wait, look, you see the dog running, and then it runs over there, and then you hear it go, and if you want to see that clip, maybe I'll put that clip in the show notes for this episode, because it is fucking funny.
Context, Indy has a bag that has something inside of it that gives off this like damaging aura. And so he wants to get rid of the bag. So he throws it. That's context for the clip. So go watch it later.
Go click on that clip now. Also, it's from a video game. Andy doesn't actually have a bag with an aura.
Nor did he actually kill a dog.
Also, no. Yeah. None of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, for the doesthedogdie.com, people, yes, the dog dies. However, this is one of the few times that Indy save scummed for this playthrough, and he reloaded an old save, did everything that he had previously done up to that point, and then did it right to not kill the dog. So the dog is alive.
The saddest part. I don't want to make this all
in this multiverse.
Yeah, in this multiverse, right?
Another version.
In the Megaverse. Not to make this an Indy podcast, an Indy catch up podcast. Although that we could do that, Tom. If you wanted to add a third podcast or a fourth podcast to our repertoire, like let's do the Indy recap. We'll do a weekly Indy recap.
I feel like no, we need Indy's blessing for that.
Wow, baby. I already had.
Yes, because we have some funny ideas
for things.
We do. I talk to Chris every day.
Oh, fair enough.
Right. True. The funnier thing was after the dog died, that in the game you can summon the dog by throwing the ball.
Yeah.
By throwing Scratch's ball. Its name is Scratch. Such a cute dog. He's a fun puppy. And he was like, wait a minute. And he goes and gets the ball and he throws it. And his character goes, it's not as much fun if no one comes to fetch it. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that hurts my heart.
Yeah, it hurt everyone's heart. Everyone was upset. Nobody, like, the telltale sign came up in the corner. Everybody will remember this.
What's even more hilarious about this moment is that it immediately followed another very tragic event in Indy's playthrough. Yeah. And everyone was like
everyone was reeling already.
As soon as the dog died, it was like previous tragic moment forgotten, new core memory. You know?
Yeah. So if there's any part of this that Andy listens to, it's this part.
Yeah.
So, hey, Andy.
Well, saw it.
You know, the other thing I want to mention, since this is the Christmas special, is that I have checked our P.O. Box mail, and we got some, like, very nice holiday cards in.
Yes.
And so I just want to thank the people who sent those. That was very nice of you. Like, you didn't have to do that. That was super kind.
Yeah.
Not all of the ones I know are coming have gotten here yet. Mixtape. But we have two. And one, like, I got a DM from one person who has been on the podcast before when we went to see the concert. I don't know. We talked about not naming names, so here we go. One of those people. You do the math. But she had DM'd me, somebody else DM'd me and said, hey, we're sending a card. And so I went to go check the mail and I had two. And I was like, perfect, this is the right amount. And then I was looking at it, I was like, this isn't that person. This is a new person. Mm-hmm. And I opened it up and it was so sweet. And you know who you are and you're here. So thank you so much for sending that. I really appreciate it. It was so nice. Yes, and I'm going to take like some of the stuff that you sent. I have a whole box of stuff that I need to ship to Tom. So I'm going to put some of the stuff you sent and a lot of other stuff. And I'm going to ship it up to Tom. So Tom
can get some of that tomorrow. Too. We're going to try.
Yeah, we're going to try and get it all shipped tomorrow. It's not going to get there by Christmas. Sorry to be a bah humbug Scrooge about it, but sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't think it would have mattered to you, but, you know, now it doesn't for sure.
Because you've already agreed to it.
Look, it's Tree.
Oh.
That's the person. I won't say the name, but everyone in chat knows.
Yeah. Oh.
I am Tree.
When do you think I should change my name back to Tom? I'm still THQ. You could, whoever that is.
I don't know.
I'm still Filkins. I changed that when we watched Fast and the Furious 2. Oh,
I like Filkins though. I think it's
Filkins
cute.
Is pretty. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I had to play that on Discord soundboard because I don't think I have it on. I don't think I have it on mine. But just insert here.
Oh, great. More work for me in the post. I'm not going to insert it that many times. I'm just going to cut the silence. Yeah. Oh. So no worries. Anyway, cause I'm going to edit this all probably together tomorrow so we can have it out for Christmas. Like it's going to be a busy day for me because of that. So yeah, big oof, as they say, as Tom says, anyway,
I say big oof.
Do you?
I sure do. And okay. I don't know if that's because of Tom.
It probably is.
Or something else.
Probably.
I don't even know what
I definitely say oof. Like oof. If something happens. Like,
Yeah.
Big oof is pretty standard, but big oof.
All right. Anyway.
I sent Indy a text-to-speech donation after he killed the dog. I think it said, that's a big fecking oof, my guy.
Yeah, it was so funny. Oh, it was great. Yeah. Aww. What an awesome stream moment that was. It was so fun. I had a lot of fun. Yes.
But this isn't an Indy D20 podcast. This is a Stray Kids podcast.
Thank you, Tom, for the transition. It is a Stray Kids podcast, and it's not just any Stray Kids podcast. It's the number one Stray Kids podcast in the world, and it is the Christmas special.
Yes, the Christmas special. And
it says Christmas special, not holiday special. I would have expected holiday special, but...
Because
there's war on Christmas.
What? Fuck it. We'll fix it in post. You're just going to have to go in and replace every time we say Christmas with holiday.
I'm not doing that.
It's holiday fine. Evil.
That's true. Good point. All right. Yeah, because it's Christmas evil, we can call it Christmas special. I get it. It's fine. We're good.
I feel bad.
I don't feel bad. I was just joking. It's a joke. Yeah. I'm allowed to joke.
If you're mad about the word Christmas, just get over it.
It's just, honestly, I think it's just because of, like, the school environment. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, everything's, like, Christmas, 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 Christmas.
Mushroom.
Even though we try to, like, include, like, our kiddos who are Muslim and stuff. And, like, because they don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, God.
broke Tom.
Who knew mushrooms would do that?
I just told. Yeah, I just described the badger thing to Logan the other day, and I was like, "This was before YouTube existed." And he's like, "Whoa."
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, I did want to mention something that our kids did that was Stray Kids related. Yesterday we went and we looked at all of the Christmas lights, and Logan and Michelle were like, let's listen to Christmas Evil while we drive around and look at these Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
Although that lasted for like two songs before Michelle was like, can we listen to the Wish soundtrack?
Yeah, she loves the Wish soundtrack.
But it was adorable, and I love that they love the song. Michelle still calls Christmas Evil the one where they go upside down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in the music video, they flip upside down, you know, when they go off the cliff.
And like 24 to 25, she still will sometimes be like, stay with me. Like, that's what she'll call
it. Yeah, she sings it. It's cute. I haven't been able to like ninja record her singing that, so I'll work on it, but we'll see what I can do.
I kind of blew her mind when I was like, oh, Michelle, that song's called 24 to 25, not Stay With Me. She was like, oh, I thought it was Stay With Me.
Yeah.
Like,
however, because ever since you taught her that, she has been able to correctly name what day Christmas is.
Like, oh, really?
The date. Yeah. She's like, Christmas is on. She's like 24 to 25. It's 25. And I was like, you're right. It is 25.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we do this Christmas special? Let's kick it off.
Okay.
Host of the Christmas special.
Oh, please. No
Let's
pressure for
do
me.
Do it.
Don't click twice.
Okay.
Pressure.
Woo! One click.
Okay. All right. So the first part of the Christmas special, I thought we'd talk about underrated songs from each album. And Tom and Phil have sent me like their picks, and we'll just kind of talk about it and discuss and you know, all that good stuff.
Sure.
It'll be fun.
Not every album, just like the most
recent
albums.
Most recent ones.
Everything since No Easy, but Japanese releases.
Yes. I debated whether or not to include the Japanese releases. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's too many. It's
too
a lot
many,
of albums.
So I was just like, let's just do this.
Yeah. Okay. Rockstar.
So I thought we'd talk about Rockstar first. Let's see what Tom picked.
Oh, what was your pick, Tom? Let's find out. Social Path or Complex?
Yeah, so I was looking at it on Spotify, and Social Path has like significantly less streams.
There's a reason for that,
according to Spotify. Yeah. I don't know if that's across the board, so that's why I was like, I'll pick another one just in case, because it seems weird to me that Social Path has less.
It's because
streams.
That's the Korean version. Mm-hmm. It's not the original Japanese. It? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's why. Yeah.
It doesn't. Well, maybe it does say that, but I was like, I don't. It doesn't say that. And
well, it doesn't say that on this slide.
No. Because, I mean, Oh, it does say Korean version. Okay. Well, maybe that's why. Yeah, so I was like, that seems really weird to me. I feel like it should have more streams than that. But the other one that I picked, I think is Complex, because I mean, some of these are kind of hard because there's not a lot to work with. But Megaverse and La La La, I think they get the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure,
for this album. Especially La 4. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks of people doing the dances and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Complex is a banger. So
I'll tell you that I was pretty torn on the ones that I was picking between Complex and the one I chose, because I agree with that. I think Complex is a banger, but I don't think it's like viral material, if that makes sense. Like, it's a banger that you want to listen to, that you want to enjoy, but I also don't think that it's an easy one to like put to a TikTok or you know, do that kind of thing. Yeah. So so definitely underrated.
Maybe I should make a TikTok with it.
Maybe you should. It's been a while, you know. Get flex those TikTok.
Yeah, it has been a minute.
Yeah, flex those TikTok muscles, you know.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. I think that it is underrated. And I had a hard time with mine, because I'm like, do I pick the song I like the best that maybe everyone else doesn't like the best? Or do I pick the one that I think is most underrated? So I was actually originally torn between Complex and Cover Me. And I listened to them both, at least a little bit. And then I picked the one that was my favorite to then listen to it. And then, you know, the problem is Blind Spot is it's just too good at that, like, no amount of rating would be overrated. So it is clearly underrated. It is an underrated song. It is such a good song.
I do love Blind
Spot. And my favorite of the album.
I agree. So. Blind Spot is also my favorite. I adore it to pieces. And honestly, like, I feel bad because I haven't listened to Rockstar as much as I want to because I just don't have as much time.
Right, because you're at school.
I'm at school.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have to, like, work.
Right.
And
ugh.
And
nobody wants to do that.
Photoshop Christmas photos that win the.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jeanette, they did like a contest at their school. Her department did a contest.
It was all faculty for the school.
Yeah, all faculty for the school. And they were supposed to take like shitty Christmas pictures.
Yeah,
like,
an awkward Christmas photo.
Yeah, like awkward Christmas photos. And so she texted me and was like, hey, can you bring my iPad up to school? Because I need to like edit this photo. And so I was like, sure. And so I drove up there and brought her iPad to like do these edits and stuff. And like she showed me like everything that other people submitted afterwards. And I was just like, ain't no way you're not winning. Like, like you are fucking winning this.
Yeah.
And they did. Congratulations.
Great. I'm thinking about maybe I'll share it to Discord and blur other people's faces.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
Because it is really funny.
It's pretty funny.
And like, because we are all like looking up at like, we're looking up at something like up in the sky or on the ceiling. We were looking at a clock.
Yeah, right. That's what, in the actual picture.
our main teacher was like. She's like, I just want us to take a picture of us looking at the clock so we can like edit it and make it look like we're looking at something else in the picture. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So we did that. And instead of the clock, I put a picture of our principal in a moon. And so, like, it's pretty
good. Hilarious. It's great. I can't. I'm excited for other people to see what it looks like. So yeah. I think and you won. You won the contest.
We did win.
You're a winner.
I am a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. And so is Blind Spot.
It is.
The yeah. What's next? Okay, what do we got next? Five star. Oh shit.
Okay. This one was so easy for me.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I can't. I'm really excited. DLC. Oh, your pick was DLC.
Oh,
my pick was DLC also.
Now, how here's cool the thing.
I'll tell you this. I was originally leaning towards Get Lit. Like, my initial thought was Get Lit. But Get Lit, recently, there was a performance of Get Lit. We watched it at the AAA Music Awards. And it was really good, and so that has been getting a lot more of attention now because of the choreography, and everyone's like, Get Lit, so good, love it, blah blah blah, and so it made me go, oh well, now it's not underrated anymore. Mm-hmm. I had to go DLC. Only want to dance like crazy. So what was it about Dance Like Crazy that you made you want to pick it?
It was like, I knew immediately. I was like, yep, yeah, it's DLC, because mm-hmm. It's such a bop, but it's got like banger undertones. And I think what, like when I was thinking about this, you remember, you know, recently we were talking about how, like, I don't like how most bangers, not just from Stray Kids, but it seems like it's kind of like the standard for K-pop and other groups, but especially K-pop, where you have a banger and then there's like this like ballad breakdown part.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
DLC is like that, except it's a bop that has a banger breakdown part.
There's
like
true.
Sections of it that are bangers, but the rest of it is a bop.
That's really interesting. Mm. They really turned the industry on their head.
Yeah.
They're the top line.
It's kind of different. It's kind of different from like any other song in that regard, I think. I can't think of another song that does that. And yeah, it's not a title track. Like, it doesn't get as much attention as like, I think S-Class and Hall of Fame and Super Bowl and Item did.
Item. Yeah.
So yeah, DLC.
No, for sure. Yeah, DLC. Yeah. I that was a quick pick for me too. Just, you know, I had the thought about Get Lit, but I was like, nah, it's too popular now. It's found its place in the sun, but DLC still needs, you know, attention. Yeah.
Totally fair.
What's next? What do we got? Maxident. Maximum Accident. Superboard. I get that. Yeah. Why'd you pick Superboard? I mean, it makes sense.
Because the sound effects.
I mean, it makes me think kids love it too.
It makes me think of that clip from Neil deGrasse Tyson you've seen when he's like, he's at some, I don't know, he's given some speech or whatever, and he's like, every time I hear it, that's what I think of.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Superboard.
Maybe that should be my next TikTok.
Yeah. is that clip from that Neil deGrasse Tyson, and but you put in that new from Stray Kids?
Yeah. I'm gonna pocket that one.
Oh no, yeah, okay, all right, yeah.
You gotta make it before you release this episode, or somebody's gonna steal it from under you.
It's gonna come out on Monday.
You're gonna release this on Christmas? Fuck, okay.
Yes.
You gotta get started.
That's the plan anyway. All right, what did I pick? TMI. That's right. I picked TMI. Give me your TMI, because I love that song and it's great. You know, yeah. I think I'm still bitter about the people. There was like people who were like, it sounds like Five Nights at Freddy's. Mm. And then they were like, oh, there's people singing in this song. And I'm like, fuck you.
It sounds like Five Nights at Freddy's. Like, what is that?
I don't know. I'm way too old to know. I've like played a couple minutes of a Five Nights at Freddy's game and was like, wow, this is boring. You can't move. Great. I'm not gonna work here anymore. I definitely was annoyed by that, because that song got a lot of attention when the teaser came out from people who were like, oh my god, this sounds like this other song, it's gonna be great, blah blah blah. And then like the part of the song that they were referencing is still there, but there's somebody, you know, singing on top of it, because it's a song from a group that sings. And there was people who were just like, oh, that part's missing, blah blah blah. And it's like, it's not missing, it's still there, and it's great, so shut up. You know, so I feel very defensive over this one. It is underrated, and it's just so annoying anyway. But it's hard to choose, and I try not to pick really any unit songs, because like I could have gone Taste, you know.
Right.
Taste is underrated, because
you could never rate it high enough.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I get that. I love Taste. All right.
Ordinary. Oh man, it feels like it was so long ago.
I know.
Jesus Christ. Wow. All
right, let's see what Tom picked. Tom picked Venom.
Venom? It's track one, Tom. What do you mean underrated?
Yeah. It's underrated because it's on the same album as Maniac.
Oh, yeah. And it's pretty experimental, really. Yeah. Like, with the, you know, the weird string sound and all that. Yeah. So dark, so fun.
I love Venom, though. Venom is one of my favorites. And I like the choreo when we saw it live. It's just chef's kiss.
It is.
Fantastic.
Not to mention the giant inflatable spider monster.
Yes. We need to watch the Maniac Blu-ray.
We haven't even opened it. It is still in the box it was shipped in.
We don't even know what we got. Like, exactly. What POBs we got.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing?
Well, because you said you wanted to wait and show it to everyone.
I forgot. I'm bad at, you know.
So it's just been in the box. Just saying. They're all good songs.
They are all good songs.
And I think you'll know that by my pick, which is Lonely Street.
I love Lonely Street.
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean?
Why?
Aww. Why did you know that? Because every other song's a banger? Is that... And it's not a
Waiting
unit song.
Waiting for Us is not a banger.
Waiting for Us is unit song.
Oh, fair.
Yeah. Okay. So I said no unit songs, and you know, everything else is pretty well rated.
That's true.
Why did you think I was gonna pick Lonely Street?
I I didn't
you think I like the sad song.
Okay.
Okay.
It's because of the still a straight just stuff it all. You know?
Yeah.
So good.
I'm going my way.
Mm-hmm. So good.
I do enjoy Lonely.
Love
Street
it.
Quite a bit.
And it was awesome to see live.
So good.
So good. Skiz replay.
So I kind of forgot that I broke it up into A side and B side when I sent it to you. So
you didn't tell us that.
I didn't.
Tom, you picked Fam? What? No way.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by the result, Tom. Why did you pick fam?
Well, okay.
Okay.
Hold on, because okay. I didn't you really didn't. Pick fam.
He did not.
This is a lie. Jeanette is lying to us right now.
Oh my God. What? I'm a liar, liarton. How because dare you? Todd was like, I don't listen to any of these songs. But I listened to fam and I listened to the other song that's on the other one.
Oh, okay.
And so these are the ones. So I was like,
I didn't say, oh, listen. Okay. I said, I don't know. You
make it sound so much
worse. I didn't listen to any of these songs except fam and the other one.
Yeah.
Mm. What's the other one?
Which I guess she took spoilers. To mean.
Oh, I see.
Those are my underrated picks.
No.
So I guess, in a way.
I mean, those are the ones that you mentioned, and I was really just like, I got to put this on the slide, so.
All right, fair enough, yeah.
But yeah, because I would say, like, if I were going to pick, I kind of do agree with Tom, though, that fam is underrated, because Korean version.
Yeah, no, that's true. It is the Korean version. I think it is totally underrated, because the original is Japanese, yeah.
But I do love the Japanese ones. I love that version of fam. It's great.
They're both good, but yeah, I'd agree that this is an underrated song. What about my underrated song? What could that be? Nobody knows. Oh, it's connected.
Are you sure that's not just your favorite song?
Look, I had a hard time deciding sometimes between underrated and just my favorite song. And on this one, I just give it a big old fuck it, because connected is just that good, and no amount of rating will overrate it. It is incredible. It is now a go-to, not just an occasionally. It is now a go-to karaoke song for me.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I'm just saying, because it's all in English, so perfect. So I love that.
You don't think you could pull off a deep end?
Well, deep end is harder.
It's too sad.
And it's sad. Mm-hmm. And I don't, you know, when you're doing karaoke, you don't want to make everybody cry and your family.
That's true. Know? That's fair.
Have you been? I don't know.
I guess it depends. Sometimes you might. What if they've been really mean to you lately?
Oh, yeah.
So you want some fucking tears? Hey, you want to fucking cry for the next 10 minutes?
Well, if my sister and I didn't make up, maybe I would have sung Deep End at the Christmas karaoke.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. What's next?
Oh,
what
yes.
we got?
Okay.
Skiz Replay B-side. I didn't give you one of these.
You didn't.
So.
I put nothing for you.
Okay, well, I was going to say, just give me a sec and let me look at the track
Sorry,
list.
Sorry, I didn't
pick
realize
one, but...
that this would put it all in one thing, so that's my bet.
You can talk about other ones. Oh, you don't have to wait for me.
Like, yeah, okay, let's talk about Tom's Mocknay on Top. Mocknay on Top.
But again, I'm not saying this is
that's
underrated.
That's fine. Just talk about why you
but
like
do
it.
Do you think it's underrated?
Do you think it's underrated?
I mean,
or do you think it's rated enough?
I doubt that Mocknay on Top is anyone's top Stray Kids song.
Right.
So in that regard, sure, maybe it is underrated.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it as one of my top Stray Kids. Well, actually, is it on my top 10? I doubt it's on my top 10. Is it in my top 17? Who knows?
I know my answer now.
Oh, what's your
I don't
answer?
Think it is.
Drive.
Yeah. I figured that would be your answer.
Drive
you,
is not underrated.
It is.
Because it can't be
people
rated.
Don't know. People probably do know now because of the two kids show that they did where
TikTok.
They sang it. And your TikTok. those two things, I think, are really raising the profile of Drive.
Yeah.
But it's old, you know? Like, it's not a new song at this point.
Right.
So
I guess.
Which, like. Is wild to me, by the way.
Know. Yeah.
Because I'm like, Drive still feels brand new every time I listen to it.
But that music video came out
I know, because they filmed that like the day after they won Kingdom.
I know.
And that was so long ago now.
That was like when we were first doing the podcast.
I know. What
That's
a trip.
That's crazy. I guess if I know that it, like if I consider something popular, I wouldn't consider it underrated. That's why I didn't pick Drive. But I guess like maybe...
But I just think about it like, you know, now Stray Kids is getting like 5 million sales, 5 right. million pre-orders and all this stuff. Whereas like when that came out, we were in the hundreds of thousands. We hadn't broken a million yet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's probably a lot of stays who have become stays since that released and may not have ever gone back to it.
Right.
So
that's why they gotta listen to the podcast.
That's why you gotta be here so we can make a stay out of you. Yeah. You know?
That's right.
I said it. I said the thing. Yeah. What's the next album? What do we got next?
No Easy, right?
We're not gonna talk about mine.
Oh yeah, well sure, yeah. What's yours? Sorry. You didn't have one for any other slides.
I didn't have one for you, so I thought that I would.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Pick up the slack.
And yours was Up All Night.
Which I do think is underrated. Because I think people people don't talk about it, but it's great. Music video was great. The whole Vampire Stray Kids vibe is immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get better than that. There's cake in the music video.
They're working hard, all the time.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Maybe all of these. This whole album is underrated to me because I really don't listen to it, like ever.
Just those two songs.
I would say, you know, you should give it a listen, Tom, and just see, you know, what speaks to you now.
I have been meaning, and by meaning, I mean I mentioned it once and then have not given it any thought since then, that like I have my Skiz Picks playlist, and then I said I was going to make another playlist with every other song. So that I can, you know, cycle them in and find the new ones.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Find the new picks from time to time, but I haven't made that playlist yet. So I gotta.
Let's get on that
at some point. Yeah, but there's so much NCT for me to listen to also. I'm only halfway through. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks.
What takes priority, you know?
I don't know. Maybe the one that you have a podcast about.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Jeanette just said it.
All right. Sorry.
Tune in next week when Tom starts a new podcast.
No.
You've got too many already.
I'm sorry.
I will be the host, and I will be making my friend Phil an in-citizen.
Yeah, good luck.
In-citizen. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. Okay. Now what's next? Noisy.
Okay.
Noisy.
I love every song on this album.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Tom, you think Cheese is underrated?
I wonder if this is the logic that we've been following for some of our albums.
Yeah, Tom, I know. Share. I think this is like Tom's favorite song. I think that's what it is. Is that correct, Tom?
It's up there. I like Thunderous. I like Wolfgang. I especially like Cheese. I mean, and Red Lights, of course. Red Lights is on there, and
right. Mm-hmm. No,
maybe,
I know.
Maybe Red Lights is underrated. I don't know, but I picked.
You know,
Cheese.
Felix has Red Lights in his room.
I picked Cheese because, I feel like Cheese is like the embodiment of Stray Kids because it's just fucking noise, and I love things that. Set, you know, I love when something sets out to be a thing and they just do it really well.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, like,
for sure.
Like, I think I mentioned this on Bring Your Own Popcorn. I've definitely mentioned it to you. Like, when I watch the movie Hackers or when I watch Fast and Furious or whatever, they're not good. And I'm not saying Cheese isn't good. Cheese is great. But like they're trying to do a thing and they do it well. And that's what I like about Cheese, because Cheese is just a fucking. Just fucking noise. And a lot of people don't like that, right? Like from my understanding, Stray Kids gets criticism because they're quote unquote noise music, you know?
Right.
And that's
right.
The whole point of this album is that we make noise, and Cheese is just fucking noise, but it's a fucking banger of a song at the same time. And, so I feel like other songs on the album, like Thunderous and Wolfgang, have more popularity, but Cheese is the thing that this album set out to do.
That's great. I love that.
Okay, let's see
what did I pick. Star Lost. Who knew?
Are we sure this isn't your favorite?
Okay, it's not, because Mixtape O is on this album.
Oh, fair.
Right.
But it's my favorite.
Well, it is your favorite, so you're welcome. but I do think it's underrated. Like people, like there's just people who just don't recognize Stardust Lost. Like if you did one of those like TikTok challenges where it was like, you know, put a finger down if you don't recognize a Stray Kids song. Like if you played Stardust Lost, people would put a finger down. I feel like that's the sense that I get. Like it's like lost to stay history for a lot of newer stays. So that's where I was like thinking like, oh, okay, like this is an underrated song because newer stays would not ever find this. Like they're gonna listen to the title track. They might listen to the ones that people are going to recommend, like the super sexy unit songs and stuff. But I feel like Starlost just kind of...
Would you say it gets lost in the stars?
I think so. I think that's exactly what happens.
I was holding on to that joke so hard.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
It's just a great song. It's fun. And I like desperately wanted to hear them sing it when we went to see them live. And they didn't... But I think Sungmin sang like one or two lines of it, right?
I think so. I mean, I was just sad because if we had seen them when we were supposed to see them, it would have been the encore song.
Right. But because we had to see them a year later because of COVID.
Yeah.
It was not.
Just kills me.
Right, it was still, right. I mean, we had a great time.
We had a great time. Not,
yeah.
We did. I just.
Is it on the Blu-ray? I don't know.
I think it is because we
I want spoilers. We haven't even opened it yet.
Okay. Well, we gotta plan a date.
All right.
For that and the Miro
re-record.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. When are we gonna do that?
Sometime. We got plans. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So word association.
I thought we would play like a word association game.
Okay.
Like where you say like a word and then you say a word that's associated with that word and just goes on in a circle. And then whoever can't think of a word that goes with that word loses. What? It's fun. You've never played a word association game?
I don't know what we're talking about. When you said word association, I thought you were going to say a word and be like, say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Right. Basically,
okay.
Yes.
That okay, is what it okay, is. Okay, okay, okay.
And then we go like, you know, you can do it between you and Tom or if you want to do it with me in the mix.
Yeah, you do it in the mix like... so I can think for longer, please.
Okay. And then if you can't think of a word for too long or whatever, then you
lose.
Lose. But all like right. We're not keeping score. This is just for...
What's the timer on this?
I don't know, feeling? Man. A feeling.
A feeling. Okay. Yeah. We'll know. We'll know.
We'll know. It's just like porn. You know when you see it.
What?
That is the legal definition of porn. You've never heard that?
No, I know. I know what you mean. I know what you meant.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh... Okay. Let's go.
Hugger.
Tree.
Tom. Hugger. I N.
Hyunjin.
Red lights.
I am tree.
Well,
I'm confused.
Bangchan. I'm confused because tree. Tom said hugger, and then we're supposed to do word association. So I was going off of Tom's word. So he said hugger. So I said hugger, hug me, I-N.
I think it's supposed to be.
And so I thought you were going to go off of I-N and you had to think of, because otherwise we're just saying things that relate to the word tree.
I think that is how that works. Is that not how that works?
I don't know.
Oh my God, I need to look at the rules again.
We're off to a great start.
This is a bad game.
You're a bad game.
Thank you. What's the next word? Let's try this again.
Why don't we just decide? Why don't we just decide and see? That is how you play. How do we play? One at a time in an order. Okay, fair enough. Mixtape.
It should be chain reaction.
Okay. All right. So I should go off of the word that you say.
Correct.
Okay. So I misunderstood. That's totally my bad. I mean, because I was like reading instructions and, you know, like.
You just like gave me a look when you were like Hyunjin. And I was like, what does IN have to do with Hyunjin? I mean, I guess they're in a group together, but like.
No, but like. I am tree.
And then that's why I
understand that tree should give you Hyunjin. I get that.
Yes.
But that's not what Tom said. So.
Okay.
Okay.
The chain reaction is how you play. Okay, one at a time. All right.
What order should we be in also?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, Jeanette's going to read the word. I think Tom should go after that, and then I'll go.
We'll alternate.
Yeah.
Since I started tree, then Jeanette starts the next one, and then Phil starts the next one, and then we'll just keep going in that order.
Okay, sure. That sounds good.
Boom.
All right. Click the next word. That means you. When I read this word, you have to do your... thing. Okay, and then it goes to Tom. Carol.
Christmas.
Caroler. You say we're after Jeanette, Phil.
No, I'm not, Jeanette. Tom. It goes Jeanette, Tom, Phil. Jeanette, Tom, Phil. It's the order we just went in.
What? No, I said me, Jeanette, Phil.
Reading the word for the word association.
Why would I be after Jeanette then?
I don't know. That's what we started just with. That up. No. On tree. Jeanette said tree and you said the next word. So I was going off of that.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Anyway.
So I'll always be after Jeanette.
Sure.
Okay, let's just
and then
do that.
You'll always be after me.
Yeah.
It's a circle. Okay. Right?
Like, imagine you're sitting over where the computer is. You don't know where the computer is in relation to us.
Right.
Yeah. But you're the computer.
Look at chat.
And then me.
Look at chat. Jeanette. So if it goes Tom, Jeanette, Phil, who's after
that goes
Phil?
Reverse. Tom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so then it would have been Tom's turn.
No, what? It would have been Phil's turn.
No, it would have been my turn.
Oh,
whatever.
My God.
I lose 5 points. Who gives a shit? Let's go.
Okay, are we going to go? We got to the next one now?
Yep.
All right.
Three racha.
Is it my turn?
Yes. We just established it.
Hot sauce.
Tteokbokki.
Ooh.
Oh, Korean barbecue.
You lose. That took too long.
Oh, fine.
Minus 5 points.
Okay.
Is it my turn to read? Or is it your turn to read?
I guess it's my turn. To read.
It's your turn to read.
Debut.
2018.
March.
25th.
Christmas?
Evil.
Felice.
Felix.
Sexy.
Look, I can't top that. I am sorry.
Hyunjin.
Lino.
Wow.
I don't know. Wow, I was correct.
Oh, wow works. Okay, dance racha.
Vocal racha.
Three racha.
Oh my God. Hot sauce.
Well, yeah, are we back to hot sauce?
I lose. That's the joke. Okay. Oh my God. I know that the game was lame.
Mm-hmm.
Pure chaos, though, totally worth it.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one. There's another one. I have to say this one.
Okay,
ready? Stay.
Here.
With?
Me.
Okay.
Just stay with me, you know.
Oh, my God. We're just making sense.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Oh,
Jesus Christ. All right.
Oh yeah, turn on that fan, please. It's so hot in here.
I'll do my best.
Okay, you know what Nelly says.
It's getting hot in here.
So hot. Okay.
Was that a good impression?
Okay. All right, wait. Let's go on. Oh, okay. This is a game that I made last year.
Oh.
But we had to not do the Christmas special.
We didn't do the Christmas one. We did it as like a New Year thing, right? Or no, Valentine's.
Yeah, because
right?
I got the flu. And then I got COVID.
Right. Yeah, right. You got sick twice.
I was basically out for a month. It was sucked.
Yeah. Ugh. Stray Kids or Christmas decor?
Yes. Okay. And so there will be two pictures on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
A or B. And okay. You and Tom will have to guess which one's Christmas decoration.
So we're on a team in this time.
Yes.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Yes.
That makes things much easier.
And which one is a Stray Kids member?
Okay. All right. So one of these is going to be a Stray Kids member. One of these is a Christmas thing. All right, this is good. This is easy. Okay.
So cute. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. All right. So one of these.
There's really zoomed in pictures.
They're super zoomed in pictures. Right, right. One of these is a Stray Kids member, and one of these is a Christmas decoration. All right, Tom.
I think.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, what do you think?
No, you go ahead.
I think B is Felix.
Oh. Okay.
Do we have to wait? We have to say what?
No, we don't have to say. This is just me. This is just me. I think it's Felix.
I was going to agree that I think B is probably Stray Kids, and then A is the decor.
Right.
Final answer.
However, that's our final answer. However,
look at the top right of A. And then like scan downward. Doesn't it look like that could be like the sleeve of a shirt?
It definitely looks like it could be the sleeve of a shirt, but that could be anything.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
And I think B having all those sequins on it is a red herring. The sequins are a red herring.
Are they?
Yeah. Maybe.
Let's find out.
I don't know. Damn it!
For the listener.
It was right.
You were right.
Yeah, no, it was a sleeve. No, 100%. Oh my God. I got double red herring. Double red herring.
I would know that armpit anywhere.
You did. You sure did.
I thought because the sequins were so obvious, I know. That must be a Stray Kids member because otherwise I would think it's definitely a Christmas decoration. So it must be real Vizzini logic here. Like I was like, that's what you'd want me to think.
That was a good impression, babe. Okay, are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right, we gotta go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A was Changbin. All right.
Okay.
Shit.
I think A is Stray Kids. B is decoration.
Is that because that the B picture is so high quality?
Yes.
Is that why?
Also because the A has this texture to it that I believe I've seen in a photo card.
Okay, then we are going to go with A. Nice,
yay,
Tom.
Nice. Job, Tom!
So good.
Oh, so proud of you. That was excellent. Okay, this is a fun game. All right, we ready?
Yep.
Ooh.
It's A again, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Because that looks like a hairband. Hairband. And the other one just looks like a reindeer, you know what I mean? Like a reindeer decoration type of thing.
Yeah.
Are they all gonna be A?
But
or am I getting psyched out? Because I was getting psyched out. Like this
no,
is the thing,
it's
is here's
be
me
B now, right?
Right. That's what I was thinking. Is like it can't be A, like metagaming it. Like we can't have three A's in a row, right? Or are they all A and she's fucking with us?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Could go either way. What do you think?
Okay.
I'll let you make the final choice. I've told you what my logic is.
I mean, look, Phil. It's a 50, yeah. We got 50-50 odds, and you can't get better odds than that. So
yeah,
I think we'll just stick with A.
All right.
A is Stray Kids.
You can't get better odds than that. Fuck yeah! You can't get better odds than that.
Yeah.
It's Felix. Hell yeah. Nice.
It's Felix.
Hell yeah. Oh, I know the answer to this.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
This is B.
Oh.
Because I know that outfit.
Okay. Yes. Do you?
I do. Do I remember where it's from? No, but I remember it.
Okay. Oh, wait.
I think it's from Circus.
We'll see. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not confident. Oh, okay. Oh my God.
Well, I was right.
You were right, but I tried to figure you out so hard because I was hoping that the Chanel ornament would look like Bangtan's earmuffs from Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
Eve.
Yeah. That picture, but Jesus Christ.
I know. It's really funny, though.
Bangtan, what the hell? All right.
Yeah, it's the scarf from Christmas Evil. Felix was wearing it, but
right. From Christmas Evil. There was, I feel like that pattern, the diamond pattern Chanel was on like a half shirt for one of the outfits, but I'm just second guessing myself, so
still good guess. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck me. Fucking what? It's just white.
I'm just unfair.
I think.
All right, Tom.
I think it's
metagame time.
I think B.
You think it's B?
Yeah. I think we're going A, B. I think A is a ball, like an ornament ball.
Like an ornament? Yeah, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh.
We were, yeah, Tom, hell yeah. It wasn't a ball, though. That was just Santa. But just Santa. Yeah, we got Han, Santa Han.
Cute, cute, cute.
Santa's balls.
Ah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I think it's A.
I think it's A, too. We're going A.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are getting so good at this.
You went and found like the almost exact reindeer. Okay. That's crazy.
Isn't that pretty impressive though?
I'm gonna be honest. I kind of metagamed that because A to me zoomed in looked like a photo, whereas B looked like, you know, like a shop.
Totally
picture.
Fair. I mean, you use whatever logic you need to. That's what's part about this game. No, it's just about the fun. All right, ready?
Oh, I think it's B.
Okay.
Mostly because it's a shittier photo. That's literally the only reason.
That's the reason. That's a new meta.
How fun.
We were right. Oh, my God. Like, come on.
All right.
You're rocking it.
Man.
A.
Yeah. Yay, the new meta works.
Job.
We are fucking killing it. Oh, yes.
Okay.
We've done it.
We have another game.
Oh, another game. Okay. All right.
This is called Rich Day Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So there's going to be like a item on the slide and you have to guess what the price is, but it's Price is Right rules. So you can't go over.
Okay. All right.
It is. Okay. You ready?
All right. We're ready. Mm-hmm. Stray Kids. Now, is this the retail price?
Mm-mm. I couldn't find.
Or like this is like aftermarket this is like price.
Aftermarket.
Okay.
Stray Kids Seasons Greetings 2023 S Tech 318 Felix Pob poster. That's a fucking mouthful. Oh, have you guys seen that TikTok of that?
Did we
guy
get our Seasons Greetings yet? By the way, we didn't, right?
We haven't gotten it yet.
Like a Hallmark movie or whatever.
It usually doesn't come until like February.
There's a Hallmark movie?
There's a TikTok where it's like a Hallmark movie or some shit. And the guy's like, yeah, I just wanted to come by and ask you if you wanted to go to like the Green Grove Christmas decorating, Christmas tree decorating finalist gala tonight.
I have not seen that.
I'll try to find it.
That's great. What do you think, Tom? I shipping on these was like $30. If shipping's included, I'm going to say like $80.
Yeah.
What's your guess, Tom?
I'm going to go 65.
Okay.
Ready?
The answer is... Holy shit. Holy shit. $375.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they were selling it for. I mean, who knows if somebody's going to buy it, but yeah.
Yeah. What the actual fuck?
I know.
I knew it was a mistake to go lower. I don't know why I did. But for me, inside of me, also, after I said 65, I was like, I'm just going to say 69 for every answer from now on.
Don't do that.
That ruins the fun.
Just slip one in.
Just slip one in. 69.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What's the next rich stay thing? Oh, my God. Jesus. Stray Kids, Bangchan, Maniac, Sumin official photo card.
69.
This is like a broadcast card, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means you had to like go to a broadcast event, like for them being on like a TV show or whatever, right? I think.
You had to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's way more than 69.69. I'm going to go $420.
Okay.
I'm going to go $421.
How dare you?
No fucking way! No, what the? No, no, yes. No.
I'm serious. No one's paying
for that. No one's paying for that.
$1,676.53.
Yes.
What? First off, why the 53 cents?
I don't know. Price? Oh, maybe conversion.
Is that a conversion thing? Is that, are they selling it for like a yen price or something, and then it's just converted? But which also means it would be more in yen. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ!
Nearly $1,700 for a piece of paper.
Oh my God.
I mean, people pay more than that for degrees, so I guess
that's true. Yeah, and this is more valuable than most degrees. Come on, for real.
Okay, are we ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's hit it. All eight official Skazoo.
I had to do math on this.
If I remember correctly, they're what? $35 a piece?
I'm going to say $500.
I will say $400.
How dare you?
Oh, you win. You got it right, Tom. $688. You got to be fucking joking me.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Got shipping.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you include shipping, yeah, that's like $600.
Yeah.
They've not been on sale. They're just not, they don't sell them anymore.
I mean, that's not true. Like every time that there's like a new.
But there wasn't one in the last.
Oh, was there not? I thought they did.
They had the mini Skazoos, but they didn't have a full size. Oh. That's why we didn't buy any.
I mean, I have the only one that I
need, didn't really even think about that. Mm-hmm. We have four.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Hyunjin's next.
Yeah, Hyunjin's next. Although, right. While I say that, I'm like, I really want Puppium.
Oh, okay. You can get him next.
It's all good now.
I can just hit the button.
It's all good now. It's all good now.
Dome tickets. VIP.
Wait,
dome
is this tickets. For one or two?
Two.
For two. VIP tickets.
Now, this is based on, I will give this caveat. So this is based on the price that they were selling them for early to like membership members. Mm-hmm. And you could only buy one ticket per fan account.
Mm-hmm.
What? But, like,
you're not going to go see a concert by yourself. So, you know. So
what? Yeah. Why would you limit it to one? At least two.
Because then you would also have to be a fan. You know what I mean? I'm going to guess $7,000.
Yeah, I was going to go mm-hmm. really high too. I was going to say $8,000.
It's going to hurt your soul. It's not that much.
What? Whoa, God. Oh, fuck. What? Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
oh,
to buy man. It from...
We are so screwed in America. I know, what the fuck? Because it's to
buy them directly from... JYP, like from the tickets, like they don't have like a third party.
It's one of the benefits that you get for being an official stay member of the fan club is to early buy tickets mm-hmm. like this, but they don't do it. They can't do it for America because we have a monopoly on ticket sales. Right.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so they can't do that here. And also really the ticket prices at their like suggested retail price
were not bad. It was like $319 for VIP.
Right. But that's not how much it ended up costing.
Yeah.
Because they raised the prices like because mm-hmm. it was popular. So, you know, even for our seats, which I thought were pretty good, but like Ticketmaster, we ended up paying like $1,000, right, for our seats. So
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Hold on. Let me just, I need to wrap my head around this for just one more second. At $237.50 is not for one ticket. That's for two tickets.
Yep.
Fuck.
Wow. I know.
Oh, we are so screwed.
I know.
Hey,
I know.
America sucks.
Yeah, for real. That is for real, for real. 2024, what comes next? What does this mean?
Oh, this is just us talking about what's like up for the podcast.
Podcast future. What do we think? What are we gonna do? What are we doing? All right. Yeah. Podcast future. Tom, what's the future for the podcast? You tell me.
Ooh, I don't know. That's tough.
sell out, totally sell out.
So, oh yeah. God damn, dude. I wanna sell out so hard. Raid Shadow Legends, contact me. Hit me up, slide into those DMs.
Raid our Shadow Legends.
Yeah. HelloFresh, Me Undies, Awala Water Bottles,
Purple Mattress. I need a new Casper? Mattress. They can.
Do we need a new mattress?
I mean, I would take a new mattress.
I love our mattress.
You know, the company that makes our pillows makes mattresses.
I would buy that mattress.
Right. That's what I would
think. I'd buy that for a dollar. Mm-hmm. Squarespace. What else?
What products do you use?
What products do I use? Nerd Focus. Mm-hmm. We already have an affiliate link. Go to megastay.com. Check that out.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Make us money, money, money.
Ooh. What else? What else do I love? What else do I genuinely... What products would we
need? Your wife.
You can't sell your wife in America.
Also, who's going to pay me to advertise that beautiful creature? I'll pay myself. Honey. Chug a honey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, selling out. So that's some more we're looking forward to.
Yeah, I want to sell out. We definitely need to do... we need to do an unboxing slash listening slash rating of Miro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yep. I definitely want to do that. We are going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got to do that. We got to.
I want to do more. you know, guests on the podcast. Like we've talked about having Endy on at the beginning of this,
right?
Well, I want to have Endy on, but you know, because we have like a process established now, thanks to Mixtape being professional and us not being professional, helped get those wheels spinning, you know?
Yep.
So there's that. And then like, look, I'm going to, she can't do it yet. All right. But like what I want is after Endy comes onto our podcast, like he should go on to Bring Your Own Popcorn.
Oh,
Because I think it would be such a good episode. I think his fans, like all the people in his Discord and stuff, like everybody would be stoked for him to be on that. But you can't do it. Not until I've had mine, okay? I get the first bite of the pie, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that's funny.
It's my birthday, and I want the first bite of the cake, you know? And he always talks about how he's got a big ass, so...
Oh.
That's right.
I do want to give Can I... To our to the official Make a Stay Strayaboo event manager, just give a shout out.
Oh yeah, we have an official.
We have an official
officially Strayaboo
event manager now.
Who's killing it?
None other than Mixtape Majesty. She was sliding into both of our DMs, just harassing us to make events, and we were like, ADHD, and so
yeah.
So you know, I just created a new role for her and gave it to her. I had her pick out a color, and now she does things, and we appreciate that. And so everyone, show Mixtape some love, because she's
running
things now.
Reason we have events is because of her. So I really appreciate it.
Round of applause soundboard.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
There you go.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah. So thank you, Mixtape. Hopefully, you know, we can do a lot more stuff in like next year. We've only done a couple like special events like tonight and like Valentine's Day, but I'm sure we could find reasons to do even more special events.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I really like doing this. I'm glad to have done it. I'm glad I had time at work today because it was only a half day where I could work on it.
True.
because I definitely wasn't procrastinating on it. That doesn't sound like me at all.
No, who would do that? That's crazy.
But I do love doing this, doing these, because it's fun and it's different. And I like being on. I think, like, I mean, you know, like, not to, like, toot my own horn, but this was, like, a pretty successful game night thing.
I think you're right. Yeah.
You know, lots of good discussion about albums and... I really enjoyed the Rich Day Christmas. That was fun. I liked that a lot.
Yeah, it was fun.
Another thing that I'd like to see from 2024.
Yes.
So Discord does this thing called Discovery, right?
Right.
Which you can only do for servers with more than 1,000 people. And I'm reluctant to say only,
how many,
but we only have 166, which is crazy to me.
I mean, that's pretty good.
That's a lot.
166 is insane, but I'm recruiting the Strayaboos everywhere, all around the world. Fucking pump those numbers up. Get out there, talk to your friends, say, hey, listen to this fucking podcast, get in this Discord, and let's get 1,000 members so we can apply for Discovery.
And if you're not the type that wants to socialize, like, it's fine. Like, you can lurk. Like, nobody's gonna you know, say anything negative about that. Like, you can just join and just enjoy the chill vibes. You can mute all the channels so you don't get notifications and stuff, but you can just vibe. And when you feel like looking around and just observing the fun that's going on, you can do that. Or if you want to, like, come in and make a bunch of friends, we've got that too. It's cool. It's great.
It's totally
There's a homework channel totally if you need help with your homework. There's a vent channel if you just want to fucking get some shit off your chest.
We do anime nights on Mondays when there's not holidays interfering, and sometimes we do one off like movie nights, like where we're watching next Wednesday we're gonna be watching Phantom of the Paradise, and then sometimes we watch, you know, Fast and the Furious movies
Twilight movies
or Twilight. We did watch Twilight.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's a really great way to, like, meet others' days and talk about, and it's like a lovely, safe place, which I think that our Strayaboos can, you know, all attest to.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any favorite moments in 2023?
Favorite moments of 2023?
Either on the podcast or off. Oh, you know what? Something I do hope happens in the podcast future before I forget is that for us to do another in-person episode. I would love for that to happen sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, we should do that. That's a good goal for 2024. We can find time to do that, right? Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. That's up to Tom. I mean, I guess we could
We could bring the kids all the way to Chicago.
We're already going to Japan in the summer.
Well, right. That's true.
Maybe spring break.
Maybe.
I don't know. Have you seen the... Never mind. The WoW timeline? It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's fair, I guess.
Favorite moments from 2023. I moved. I'm no longer in Florida, which is so nice.
Oh, yeah. That is nice.
Yeah.
We're in the same time zone.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. I like what I do, but I don't like the Navy still, surprisingly.
Right. Yeah. Nothing strange there.
Favorite moments. We rewatched the survival show, which was a lot of fun.
How about when Tom got his soundboard?
Oh yeah.
That was pretty funny.
When you got your soundboard.
When I got my soundboard. That was this year?
Yeah.
Man, I have no sense of time.
What about, was the seagull story this year?
Oh my God.
Was it?
I think so.
Maybe.
Was it? Because you were still in Florida when that happened.
Yeah.
Didn't move here until, moved to Chicago till like April.
Right. I think it might have been.
Yeah, I love
when
that
a seagull
story.
Pooped, like, in that guy's mouth.
One of my favorite stories of all time.
It's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
It was really crazy to see with my own eyes.
I bet,
man. Like, how many moments like that are like instant karma?
It's a, you know? It's a core memory for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope that guy still has shit in his mouth.
He never got the taste out. It's between, he forgot to floss and it's just stuck between his teeth.
Gross.
Man, yeah, today, I mean, today, this has been a crazy year. A lot has happened. It feels like it's just fucking flown by, though.
Yeah, it really has.
I feel like I'd have to check the numbers. Of course, I just deleted all the old channels from the other server, but I feel like our numbers, like, rose a crazy... Oh, favorite moment. Hands down, like the first TikTok that I made, incredible. Got
that was great.
I started my TikTok journey this year.
Now you're an influencer, right?
I'm an influencer now. I influence the masses. The masses being like six people.
Right, I'm one of those.
Yeah. Oh. We got AOTC twice this year.
Right.
That's right.
That's really impressive.
We got...
So impressive.
We got season two AOTC, and then just the other day, we got season three AOTC. And now I'm leveling a mage.
Cool.
To do it again.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Saw Stray Kids. I don't know why that's not one of our favorite moments in 2023.
Was that this year?
That was this year. That was
in March.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I literally you know how people always did TikTok always talks about like time blindness?
Yeah.
I've got it, apparently. I was like, there's no way that happened that this year. That's my problem, is that like we finish recording and or I edit the episode and then listen to it like the next day, and then I go, okay, take that memory out. And
yeah, your brain
I never think of it away. Again. Yeah, I just I don't remember anything. So I'm like, oh, I can't believe it was this year. Yeah. That's crazy. All right. Then if that's true, then which it is, my favorite moment was doing karaoke with the booze.
Yeah.
That was super fun. I wish Tom could have been there. I know that he had like you had all kinds of issues because you were trying to move and they were trying to take you underway and like all that stuff. And so you needed your leave for that. So,
yeah. In terms of Stray Kids, though, we got three albums this year, right? We got The Sound.
Oh. Four, if you count. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Five Star and...
Moving on to the next slide. Stray Kids predictions.
Stray Kids now, so, you know, I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah, we got Rockstar.
We got Rockstar. We got Five Star. We got... The Sound.
Social Path.
Was there another one? Social Path? Do you count that?
I count it. I mean, it's a single.
Social Path is a great song.
It is a great song. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm...
You know what I don't count is the All My Life collab that we did.
With Lil Durk.
Was that...
I kind of forgot that wasn't
Lil Durk, was it? Was it Lil Durk?
Wasn't that his name?
Lil someone. Maybe it was Lil Durk. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was All right. Sorry.
It's not cool that
he's a little guy. Yeah.
Apparently, you do, Tom.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah.
What were you going to say, Janet?
What was I saying?
I don't know. Okay, well, will the Stray Kids perform in the U.S. this year and will we attend, like in 2024?
Yeah, like what do we think?
I don't think
What's
so.
What's our prediction?
I don't think
that they will.
Even if they do, will I go?
Maybe
it's ridiculous to me that it costs that much.
I know,
and it was
worth every freaking penny.
I'm sure that I would enjoy it, but I don't know. Even for Stray Kids, I can't find myself justifying spending $1,000 for like a few hours of entertainment. You know what I mean?
But I mean, the thing is that it is. Like 3 hours of entertainment. Like that is the thing that's kind of amazing about it.
It is 3 hours nonstop. And I think seeing Stray Kids was incredible. But the thing that I loved was being around all the different stays. I loved that. Like that was special. And seeing all like Stray Kids stuff like out in the wild was fantastic.
I've never seen so many Runstar high tops.
Yeah.
That was amazing. A lot of Converse.
Yeah.
A lot of Converse at the Stray Kids show. I mean, the thing about it is that, like, there's this big spectacle. There's a lot that goes along with going to the Stray Kids concert. It's not just the Stray Kids concert, but, like, we went to, what, like, 4 cup sleeve events.
Yeah.
We did the karaoke. That was our event, which was great. That was so fun. And then what we did, when we actually got to the concert venue, there was there was like a dance thing going on. There were like people doing choreography outside. Like there was like a designated area for people to like jump in and do choreography for different songs that were playing.
Yeah.
Cool. And then there was a ton of people, us included, giving away freebies, like free photo cards, stickers, like all kinds of stuff. Like it was great. So that environment and just being around all of the stays doing that kind of stuff was just, It was really, really fun. So I enjoyed that part of it a lot. And again, like $1,000 was for 2 tickets.
Yeah. It was like 4 or something for
one. It was like 400 something. And it was too much. Like, you're right. Like,
yeah,
I didn't want to pay that much.
No.
I wanted to pay the retail price. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Because when I saw the retail prices, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. We're going to get VIP tickets because they were under $300.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah, we're doing this. It was not under $300. That
sure
was
wasn't.
That was ridiculous. No way. No way. But my prediction is that they will not perform. I don't want to say will not. I'm saying may not, because I think they owe Europe and Central and South America some tour dates. Like,
that's totally fair.
It was a world tour, and they technically went to Paris, but that wasn't for their tour. Like, you know,
I feel like that if they were doing like a tour in the U.S. If they were playing in Chicago, I think that we would try to do everything that we could to go.
I think you're right. I think that's right.
Because if it was in Chicago, Tom didn't go with us, maybe I think it, like, I would love
no,
to
Tom
go
would
see
go.
Tom.
If they're playing in Chicago, I feel like, okay, so because the other thing is, right, if you have to travel to go,
right,
that's like, in addition to the extreme cost of a ticket, you're also talking about travel expenses, like, are you driving? Are you flying? Your hotel, all the food that you're going to have, all the other stuff that you're going to do while you're there. Because if you're going to go somewhere, like, you might as well do some other stuff instead of just go to a concert and then go home, you know?
I mean, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, if I can.
But if it was in Chicago.
Because the train is right next to my house. So if I can just go walk to the train and then
get
downtown and, like, take a fucking $10 Uber over to the stadium. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I mean, that sounds perfect. So I'll say, I hope that they come to Chicago specifically, and then all of the booze and ourselves will descend upon Chicago and we'll be there. And we'll find a karaoke. Tom, you could find a good karaoke place for us, right? That has like private room, you know?
We'll sure, do it again. Yeah. I'll look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've done it.
So do we think that Stray Kids, when they release their new comeback, which is, I don't know if they have, they even talked about that yet. I guess we'll find out.
No, it's going to be like
the Step Out.
Yeah, Step Out 2024. That's when they're going to start announcing how many albums and stuff.
I think that they will definitely hit the Billboard 200 and 100 again.
We hit because we're never going down.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
There's nowhere to go but up, especially because, you know, Army is just a bunch of sad right now because of the military. And so they need good music to turn to. And what better group to turn to than Stray Kids?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how I predict things going, is that, like, I think that there was a lot of, like, fervor from other fan groups about Stray Kids as we were, like, rising. But I think we've crested the wave now. I think that, like, all the idols dig the music that Stray Kids makes, and it's very apparent that, like, your faves love our faves, so we should all just get along. Right. And so it's more safe, I think, for people to just go on the internet and say, yeah, I like Stray Kids. Stray Kids is great, because there used to be a lot of antis out there, and I feel like they get shouted down a lot more easily now. Mm-hmm. So because there's more of
us. Well, it's because there's not really a leg to stand on.
Right. Yeah.
True that.
Like, what are you going to complain about that they're what? I mean, because like people were like, Oh, they're just noise music. But I'm like, they release a ballady, boppy song on almost every single album. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they've gotten a chance to really show their ability to have good range, not just as a group, but individually as members. Like, right. There's nobody in Stray Kids who cannot do something. You know what I mean? Like, it, like, not a single member can't dance. Not a single member can't sing. Not a single member can't rap. You know, like, everybody is capable in every single role, and they showcase that, and they've showcased that again and again. So what do you got? They were, you know, they write their own music. They are, you know, humble, and they have, like, they're just thebomb.com. And,
they are thebomb.com.
Yeah. Fuck the aunties. That's pretty much
how. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I mean, that's what Cheese said, right? Cheese was all about that. And last question was any kind of performances you'd like to see?
Yes. I need Hyunjin and Taemin to get together.
Oh yeah.
Well, they could at least do a single, right? Give us a sexy single, maybe give us a B-side. I'd be a happy man. I think that'd be good. Or as per Tom's previous prediction, what if it was IN and Taemin?
Oh yes. Yeah,
true.
You know, the Maknaes. Slap them together.
I could get on in that. Yeah, I would like to see some stuff from IN as well.
Yeah,
I think people are sleeping on IN and they need to wake up.
Yeah, no, that's true. He's a Busan man.
He sure is. Okay.
What's next?
I kind of forgot I had to click on the thingy.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom.
Fireworks. Oh.
Yay!
It's New Year's. Oh, we get to go out with a nice Christmas Evil. Thanks for coming, everybody, to this wonderful production. Thank you, Stray Abus. I think Jeanette and I said that we'd play Christmas Evil instead of our ending theme song. So it's just a bye-bye moment, but we don't have to go bye-bye right away.
Right.
What was that song that they played for like 3 hours at the end of that one performance?
The song we played for 3 hours?
It wasn't actually 3 hours. There was a Stray Kids performance.
Oh, he's talking about, oh my God, the song that they play at the end.
Oh.
Grow up?
Grow up, yeah.
Grow up. We should end every episode with just 30 minutes of Grow Up. So everyone, like, they go in, they're like, damn, this episode's 2 hours? No, it's an hour and a half.
2 hours of Grow Up.
Yeah.
But we'll throw in like a did you stay for the credits kind of scene at the end also.
It was a lot of Grow Up. I can't wait to see what song gets played for 3 hours in the concert Blu-ray.
It's probably Grow Up. Maybe we'll get lucky and it's Starlust instead.
Oh shit, I was wondering why you asked me for that.